This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the NDA governments, both at the centre and in Assam, have been working tirelessly to empower the Bodo community and fulfil the Bodo aspirations. He further said that these efforts will continue with even greater vigour. The Prime Minister made these remarks while responding to a social media post by Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma regarding the one-day assembly session in Kokrajhar. Mr. Modi lauded the historic one-day special assembly session to be held in Kokrajhar on Monday. The third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam today inaugurated at Namo Ghat, Varanasi. This 10-day event highlights the significant contributions of sage Agastyar to the Siddha system of medicine, Bharatiya Chikitsa, classical Tamil literature, and also his contributions in the cultural unity of the nation. The main objective of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam is to rediscover, reaffirm, and celebrate the age-old links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, two of the country's most important and ancient seats of learning. The program aims to provide an opportunity for scholars, students, philosophers, traders, artisans, artists, and people from other walks of life from the two regions to come together, share their knowledge, culture, and best practices, and learn from each other's experience. It also aims to make the youth aware and experience cultural oneness. In the urban body elections held in Chhattisgarh, out of 173 urban bodies, Bharatiya Janata Party has won 126 and Congress 39. In all the 10 municipal corporations of the state, the candidates of the Bharatiya Janata Party have elected for the post of mayor. Out of 49 nagarpalikas in 35, candidates of BJP are elected for the post of president, while Congress won in 8, Aam Aadmi Party in 1, and independent candidates won in 5 nagarpalikas. Besides, out of 114 nagar panchayats, BJP won in 81, while Congress in 22. Apart from this, in 1, the candidate of Bahujan Samaj Party, and in 10 nagar panchayats, independent candidates have been elected as presidents. The Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, has ordered an inquiry into the allegations of irregularities in the construction and renovation of 6 Flagstaff Road bungalow, which was the residence of AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal during his tenure as Delhi Chief Minister. The CVC has asked the Central Public Works Department to conduct an inquiry on the complaint of senior BJP leader and Delhi MLA Vijendra Gupta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Bharat Tech 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Bharat Tech 2025, a mega global event, is taking place from 14th to 17th of February at Bharat Mandapam. This event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one single roof. This event is expected to attract policymakers and global CEOs, over 5,000 exhibitors, 6,000 international buyers from over 120 countries. India and Sri Lanka today held talks to strengthen ties in critical minerals, exploration and mining. Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey held a meeting with Minister of Industry and Entrepreneurship Development of Sri Lanka Sunil Handunitti in New Delhi. The discussions during the meeting focused on fostering bilateral cooperation in mineral exploration and mining, particularly in securing critical minerals essential for both nations' economic and industrial growth. The U.S. Army has officially announced that it will no longer allow transgender individuals to enlist in the military and will cease providing gender transition procedures. In a social media post, the U.S. Army emphasized that individuals with gender dysphoria will be treated with dignity and respect for their willingness to serve the nation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today called for the creation of an armed forces of Europe, saying his country's fight against Russia has laid the foundation for it. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky emphasized on the need for a unified European military force, saying that Europe cannot ignore the possibility that the US might withdraw support on key security issues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.